Our first movie is Gladiator, and this one is a real disappointment, a movie that's been photographed in such a dark, dingy, and drab visual style that the energy just drains out of every shot. At the beginning of the film, you want to see some excitement. At the end, you want to see some daylight. As the movie opens, Russell Crowe plays the victorious General Maximus, who's chosen by Emperor Marcus Aurelius, played by Richard Harris, to end corruption in Rome. It's quite an honor, but the Emperor's son Commodus, played by Joaquin Phoenix, gnashes his teeth with jealousy.
I pause. We pass to Maximus. To hold in trust until the Senate is ready to rule once more. Rome is to be a republic again. Maximus.
Maximus is left for dead by a vengeful Commodus and is later made a slave and transported to Africa, where he comes under the power of Proximo, a manager of gladiators, who was played by the late Oliver Reed, who died during the filming of this picture.
Win the crowd, and you'll win your freedom.
I will win the crowd. I will give them something they've never seen before.
Gladiating is Maximus's ticket back to Rome, where the Colosseum is run like a Roman version of professional wrestling.
Caesar is proud to give you Aelius Maximus!
Maximus becomes the all-vanquishing hero, and that leads to a showdown with the insecure Commodus.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions. Loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius.
Even though Gladiator was directed by Ridley Scott, who's famous for his special effects, the film has a murky look, and the Colosseum, partially created by computer animation, looks especially unconvincing. The actors do what they can, but the dialogue undermines them, and sometimes the parallels with the World Wrestling Federation seem almost deliberate, as when a tribune announces, "Caesar is happy to present the only undefeated champion in Roman history, the legendary Titus." Give me a break. One other thing, Gladiator thinks that when the Romans wanted somebody to live, they signaled with thumbs up. Actually, live was signaled by a thumb inside the fist. An extended thumb in any direction meant death. But nobody in this movie knows this, and that's good for Maximus.